Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Now, love them or loathe them, we all have an interest in what social media influencers do. Even if you're not on social media at all or avoid them like the plague, you'll know their name and probably what they're most famous for. But before you switch off the radio thinking this next chat is going to be all about, you know, hashtag gifted, hashtag spawn, hashtag living my best life, we want to talk about influencers for all the wrong reasons this morning. We're looking at some influencer scandals. Yes, and I'm delighted to be joined by one of 2FM's entertainment reporters. Laura Fox is here with all the goss.
Oh, hello.
Hello. I wanted to have you on after I recently went down a social media rabbit hole when I came across the story of Belle Gibson. So in a nutshell, what is that story for listeners? Oh,
so Belle Gibson is one of the OG wellness bloggers. She blew up way back in 2015 and she was recently the subject of a BBC documentary. Now, this is so insane to say, but she became famous after she was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumour and claimed that she only had 4 months to live. And then she claimed she'd been cured through healthy eating and alternative medicine.
Okay, let's have a little listen.
A young, beautiful woman gets given the terrible news she has inoperable brain cancer and only 4 months to live. The courageous Belle Gibson tries chemotherapy and radiotherapy, but no luck, so turns to alternative medicine to battle the disease. Thankfully, it seems to work, as she tells the world through social media. It's a truly inspiring story. Hundreds of thousands of sympathetic followers and fellow sufferers live every step of her journey and celebrate her success as she becomes the poster girl for the alternative wellness industry. There's an award-winning app and a cookbook. Belle Gibson has made it. Except she doesn't have cancer, never did.
Frightening.
The ultimate scam. So she set up an app called The Whole Food Pantry. She had a blog. She even had a book published. And she ended up getting caught out because she got caught up in her own lies. Not only did she say that she had an inoperable brain tumour, she also said that she needed open heart surgery and died on the table momentarily. It's like a live episode of Grey's Anatomy. All of her followers started donating money that she had said she was going giving out to ex charities. And then it was just this string of lies the whole time that one person kind of questioned it. And then it took off with everyone going, you have no scars. You haven't said any of the charities that you've donated any of this money to. And how are we supposed to believe you? And then got completely caught out.
One person. I mean, she must have had thousands of followers at that stage. And it just took one person to go, stop. Hang on a second. This doesn't seem feel right. But I think it's really dangerous because we kind of just take it at face value that all these influencers are being 100% honest.
Yeah, but it's a money market.
Oh my God. I mean, the story of Belle Gibson is really frightening. It's a frightening example of just how much influence an influencer can have. I mean, obviously, it's important to say right here, right now, you must always attend your doctor for medical advice and not follow any of the suggestions influencers or unqualified commentators make online. So what was she telling people to do to cure cancer? Was she telling them to eat certain foods and all that kind of stuff?
Eat healthily. Was giving out recipes about, you know, the type of meals to have. And, you know, your mindset is what's very important. And don't get me wrong, the wellness community, it's worth billions.
Yeah.
A lot of it is a lot of money making. It helps a lot of people because if you have a positive mindset, obviously you'll have a positive outlook on life. But for medical emergencies, you can't rely on it.
It's crazy. There's so many examples of influencers posting before they think. So we're only going to talk about one or two, or, you know, we're just going to be here all day. What happened when Made in Chelsea star Ryan Libby posted a tribute to the victims of the London terror attack?
Oh my God. So I get it. He felt very sorry for all the victims and their families, and he put up a post on Instagram to highlight everything that had happened, which is fine, saying, you know, that you're sorry for what everybody's going through right now. But he put it alongside a photo of himself on London Bridge looking very slick and then tagged all the brands that he was wearing. So just turned it into kind of a, like, not a spawn con, but like an organic moment of, I wear these brands all the time. And everyone was like, Okay, I get the sentiment here, but the photo does not reflect it. And you've gone then, you're trying to make money off the back of it?
It's disgusting. No. I mean, that is really, really awful thing to do. He did apologise after the post. Have a listen to Ryan.
I just wanted to apologise formally and officially for what was a clumsy post on my Instagram over the weekend. I really didn't mean to cause upset or offence. You know, I shouldn't have tagged any brands within that photo. It was supposed to be a genuine and heartfelt message. I just wanted to reach out and offer my condolences to everyone in London who's been affected by what was a terrible event over the weekend. But I got it wrong this time, and I am sorry. I just got to learn from this. You know, I'm still getting used to being in the public eye, and it's not easy. but I do apologise, and my thoughts and prayers do go out to everyone in London.
Hashtag Tommy Hilfiger or whatever he's wearing. I mean, of course you knew what you were doing. Otherwise, yeah. Why would you do it? It makes no sense. And I hate that he makes an excuse for his actions. I'm new to this kind of thing.
No.
It's ridiculous. It seems he's been forgiven, but not every social media star is as fortunate. What happened to Swedish blogger Natalie? Who's this one now?
So she was on a trip to Bali. And like, I mean, we're all used to all the bloggers. Half of them live out there anyway. And they're always putting up all the photos that are really aesthetically pleasing. She was looking out into a rice field and her caption said, "Thinking about how different my life is from the man picking in the rice field every morning." And it was a photo of her in a bikini overlooking it. So it was basically just an ass shot. And it got taken off Instagram, screenshot, and put onto Twitter, and it got reshared 200,000 times of people being like, "Is this one actually for real?" Like the context, it just had no context. Mm. It was cool. You look great in that photo, which is what you wanted to show off. But stop trying to dress it up as something completely different. There's an entire Instagram page that's dedicated to irrelevant captions. And it's one of my guilty pleasures. It is.
Oh, really?
It's fantastic.
That's okay.
Definitely check it out. It's lighthearted. It takes the piss out of all of these captions that have no meaning whatsoever and don't suit the photos that are up with them. And it's sometimes you kind of go, take a break from your aesthetic. If it's a cause that you care about, you can break the mold a little bit and put up a photo that's relevant that isn't of you and your bum.
She wasn't forgiven, was she?
No, and the heat got too much for her. She did apologise, but she eventually just took herself off social media altogether because, she did get an awful, awful lot of backlash. We all know, you know, Twitter can be a horrific place. And 200,000 reshares, you know they weren't nice.
I wanted to ask you, do you think we're getting a bit more savvy now with the whole influence hashtag spawn? Like, are we calling it out more where a couple of years ago we wouldn't have, or we wouldn't have recognised it?
I think we didn't recognise it. A couple of years ago, we took everything at face value. And you, because as well with the likes of stories and even before Instagram stories, we had Snapchat, you feel like you're a part of these people's lives and you feel like you're on the day-to-day thing that they do all of the time. So you nearly take what they're saying at face value. You trust everything that's coming out of influencers' mouth and you forget that this is a business, that they are there to make money. I think we do have to be a lot more savvy all of the time as consumers because we have to remember that this is marketing at the core of it. It might be one sole person as opposed to a company that's in front of it, but it is still marketing. And don't get me wrong, there are very great influencers out there and you'll know them from ones that organically are using products. And if they will put their money to a product before promoting it, then you know that they're the real deal. And people who use the products before they actually go and promote them is fantastic. And we do have a person who didn't do that at all. So there's one more person, Lauren Goodger. She
yes.
was subject of a BBC documentary. Again, it was like an undercover one that Blind Boy was involved in. This lives in my head rent-free. It's one of those moments that you kind of go, oh my dear God, how are you still making money off these scams? So what happened was she was set up for a fake interview and she was supposed to be promoting a new weight loss drink. It was a fake weight loss drink, but it contained cyanide. It was called Cyanora. And they set her down and they said, you know, how are you feeling about like this? It's in production at the minute. Will you promote it for us? And she said, yeah, absolutely, no problem at all. Her manager was sitting there beside her. And then they had to do a screen test with her saying, you know, it contains cyanide. And she willingly said it. Now, she did come out with a statement to say that it was an audition. and that she wouldn't have actually publicly promoted it once she figured out what the ingredients were. And it was unfair because when you're in an audition, you obviously want to put your best foot forward and you want to make out that, you know, you want this job very, very badly.
It's important to say she never went through with the promotion.
Yeah.
That is important to say. But it didn't destroy her career, oddly.
Not at all. Not even in the slightest. She still has nearly 800,000 followers on Instagram. She still just did a big magazine shoot for the reveal of her pregnancy. She came out afterwards because she has been the subject of photoshopping controversies for years. And she's just said, it is what it is. Like, you know, take it as it is or just don't come at me because I don't care what you're saying, but this is how I live my life.
Oh my God, it's frightening. Finally, I wanted to ask you because you have a social media presence. People clearly still want to make money and get a profile from being online, but is influencer. Is that a dirty, dirty word now?
I think so. I think anytime you say the word influencer, people shudder. And even the likes of reality TV shows like Love Island, Molly May, when she went in and because she had the influencer tag, everybody was like, oh my God, she's just an influencer. What's she even do? We hate her already. Blah, 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 blah. Whereas people are now going in with, you know, different career paths saying, oh, I do this. I've got a boutique. I've got, I don't know, a dental practice or something completely different because they don't want to say that they are an influencer. I think it is important to realize that it is just another form of marketing and it can be very beneficial. And you do need to just be savvy. You cannot stay blaming the system. You have to start looking and just following people who you genuinely like. But if you see a bit of shit, just call it out.
Just call it out. Laura Fox, thank you so much for bringing us through just some of the more shocking influencer scandals. But what do you think? Should we as followers take responsibility for listening to what social media stars say? And I also want to know, do you think you're influenced by the people you follow online? And how so? What is the extremity of you being influenced? I'd love to hear from you. Let me know, 51552. Thanks, Laura.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.